This is Craft. I'm Doug Dangler, and today I'm talking to Nels Andrews, who is a singer-songwriter who will be in town on October 18th with Six String Concerts, and his latest album is Scrimshaw. Welcome, Nels Andrews, to Craft.
Hello, Doug.
So tell me about this new album, Scrimshaw, which I believe is the act of carving on ivory, perhaps an act that isn't practiced very often anymore.
Probably not formally. I'm sure there are small groups of people who still keep it alive. So I wrote the record 2 years ago when I was living in New York. And I'd kind of been a touring musician for a couple of years and took some time off to be a dad and hang out with my son, and kind of was, you know, glorifying, romanticizing all the big past triumphs of hopping around the world, being a songwriter, and I was reading Moby Dick at the time, and it was reading kind of like, I was struck by when they started talking about, you know, how they'd have all these downtime when they'd be on these whaling ships. You know, they'd go after the big whale and they'd have all this, be this big frenzy of activity. And then there'd be this downtime where they were kind of more reflective, waiting to find the next work. And, they would spend time carving out little stories on, you know, the teeth or the bones or whatever they could find, pieces of whatever was laying around. And that's Scrimshaw. And I thought, I found kinship in what I was doing, but writing these new songs at home and not being out on the road as much.
Tell me about one of them that you'll play when you come to Columbus on October 18th with Six String. What is a song that sort of exemplifies the idea of the little story, not necessarily carved into teeth or bone? But
when I was in New York, I was a chauffeur for this woman who Cher had deemed the Countess of Glamour. And I used to troll her around New York in her big Lincoln Town car. One of the visits we went was inside Carnegie Hall, and we met all these people who were living in the apartments above Carnegie Hall, and I wrote this song called Small Victories, which is on the record, that kind of chronicles their, they were evicted from these apartments.
Did you go off the deep end or Fire Island for the weekend to worry your wounds? Jade oceans and gin still glossy faces, on 8x10s and vases, blanketed with plaster that was blanketed the walls. Say goodbye to Brando, leave Maryland.
So they're kind of little slices of life. So they're pieces of, you know, things that I was seeing in New York, and stories about all the people I was running into, and then overall deep emotional pining.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll look forward to, is deep emotional pining. It's certainly something that I always hope for. Actually, I have to tell you, I listened to the album and I really was taken by it and quite enjoyed it. I like the guitar work on it. And I don't know, is that you on guitar and doing the really nice playing on it?
No, all the nice playing, I'm sure someone else did. I did the stumbling through and folk playing.
Okay, good. I had noticed that as well. It runs a nice parallel line to that. It's sort of the way I play guitar. Tell me about working your songs into a set, and you know, you go to different places and you try different approaches, I imagine. And mm-hmm. Does that influence you to go back and revise any of the songs? Are they sacrosanct for you? Is seeing, you know, the way that it plays one place and changing a lyric something that is alive for you in that sense, or are these songs put away?
That's interesting. Yeah, definitely they are not static. You think that they're done, and I've spent all this time pining away and making them, and then they have a whole nother life when you take them out, and there'll be other, sometimes this particular time is just me. So a lot of times when it's just me, I kind of get into, I'll find different parts of the story and I'll kind of tell stories and backstories, which will kind of illuminate different pieces of this thing that I had forgotten about, maybe the making of. And then, maybe when I have different people playing with me, a band or something like that, that'll bring up different kind of melodic or emotional kind of stuff. So it is kind of definitely, it's a new experience every time. And yeah, I mean, something that you think is done, and then, you know, 3 years later, it's got a whole nother life.
Okay. I'm curious about one of the other songs you have, Lost Year, It's called, in parentheses, Off-Track Bedding.
Uh-huh.
So tell me a little bit about how that song arose and how it figures into the Scrimshaw oeuvre.
Well, it's funny because my last record was called Off-Track Bedding.
Okay.
And on that record, I had a song called Sunday Shoes, which was the name of my first record. And so I was trying to tie the whole thing together.
Okay. So it's like a Nibelunga lead or something. You'll have a cycle of songs that all refer to losing possessions through bedding. Is that what we can look forward to?
Yeah, that's basically what you're getting. It was a failed marketing technique on my part. I thought that if you put them all together, you'd have to buy all three records in a piece, kind of like a box set. But
right.
So far, that hasn't worked at all.
Well, you could call it a triptych of some variety. So we will try to put on the, or I'll try to put on the website, links to all three of the albums so that people can complete the experience. And then you can become, you know, the Neil Andrews experience.
It's definitely for the completists.
Right. Well, all three of them. So are you, you said that you had written this 3 years ago. Are you working on something new now, or is that something
I
shouldn't
ask? Okay. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. It's kind of, it was 2 years ago. I was finishing up the writing of the stuff, and then we made the record last year and put it out, toured it. And now it seems that that's the next cycle is like, I kind of write the stuff, figure out how it's going to sound, make the record, tour it, and then come back to the writing phase. And honestly, that's the most fun for me, is that state of the writing stuff. And it's kind of a drag that the selling of stuff gets in the way of that. I wish in a more perfect world, I had I had this mentor in New York City who is this guy, Jack Hardy. He had a writer's group that we'd go to every Monday evening in Manhattan. And he'd been doing it since the 70s. And his whole philosophy was, you know, write one song a week, finish it, good or bad, you know, but keep that process going, because that's going to be what, you know, that's going to keep you emotionally going throughout the whole thing. And it's hard for me on the road to keep that process. Jack, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you keep up that state. I mean, there's always being in the state of always writing the next thing, but physically putting out and finishing songs is really hard for me on the road.
Okay. But you're working on something else now because you're currently not on the road. At least today, you're not on the road.
Exactly. Yeah, I have a little window here.
So what have you done? You got a song done? Have you made Jack happy?
I did. I got a song today. Got a song today, Doug.
Excellent. I am so pleased to hear that. And hopefully it'll be ready when you come in on October 18th for the six-string concert. Maybe you can preview it for us. Maybe just play it on the, you know, car ride in or something. I don't know. That's up to you.
Yeah.
Well, Nels Andrews, thank you very much for talking to me today on Craft.
Well, thanks, Doug. This was great.
For more information from Nels Andrews, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler for Craft. Be creative.